coming your way live from a top secret location in Redondo Beach. You're listening to Aspel on the Esplanade on CHSR, HealthyLife.net Radio.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
But in the end...
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel. I'm sitting here with South Bay J. Cruz, and he doesn't.
Hey there.
You lost your voice. The main announcer for this entire station worldwide, the man with a real golden voice, you lost it.
I haven't been sleeping very well, and that's the first thing that'll go.
You can stop watching TV late at night. I don't know, but you can, sleeping's a problem sometimes. I don't know, but you're losing your voice. That's a bad thing. You gotta see. I don't need a voice. I just need to wake up. You need to have a voice.
So, it'll be back in a day or
you'll
two.
You'll be back, okay.
This isn't the first time this has happened, but when it does, I really get kind of, really focused on it.
I know. I walked right in, noticed it right away. So anyway, yeah, I missed this last week. Did I miss two in a row?
Maybe two in a row.
See, I've been like two in a row, I'm missing next week.
Okay.
I'll be at the river.
Nah.
There's a good chance of, let's just say the next 2 weeks, because I'm going to be at the river until the third, which is Tuesday.
Of next month?
It'll be a
Wednesday.
Well, I guess I won't be here anyway. I'll be in Needles or across in Fort Mojave, Arizona.
Yeah, the third is Wednesday. The fourth is on Thursday.
So everybody listening, don't worry about it. It'll be reruns, but you won't know the difference. Yeah, it's fun. We'll be doing it a while.
The funny thing is about 4th of July, this is a situation where I think, like Labor Day, it's always around the same time. Memorial Day, three-day weekend. But, 4th of July, it ends up in the middle of the week, and it screws up everybody's work week.
It really does.
Because then it's like on the Thursday, you're like, well, that's a four-day weekend, because who's coming in on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
It might as well be a five-day weekend, because who's coming in on Wednesday, the day before?
They should always have holidays on a Friday or a Saturday.
Yeah. Give us a four-day weekend.
Yeah.
Call it Independence Day. Close the banks, or whatever. Like Juneteenth is a day they close
the
banks.
That's right. It was tomorrow, and we'll talk about that. But it's funny. We have holidays for everything.
Yes.
The day after the Super Bowl should be a holiday.
Yeah.
The day after Christmas should be a holiday. The day after January 2nd should be a holiday.
Yes.
Just so... Not because we need to pay people for doing nothing, but they're not going. They're going to work doing nothing anyway.
Yeah.
So I mean, I was in business for a lot of years. We just effed off the whole time.
Oh yeah.
So check the volume on my podcast here. It's not working. So
yeah, I'm.
We're working out there, Pat. Thank you. I just got a text. Anyway, so we're. that just set me sideways. I got someone calling in, texting me. So it's sound is wrong. If you're listening and the sound's wrong, text again.
No,
so
it's a little off.
Well, it's off because Jay lost his voice because he's tired, so maybe the whole station's down. And we'll put it closer. Anyway, so I'm driving up here all the way from South Redondo to our top secret location. And I'm listening to Spotify and an old song that came out, I think, when I was either a junior or a senior in high school. And it is, I'm going to give you... the lyrics, and I already told you, Jay, but here...
Yeah, I'm disqualified.
You're disqualified, but it's an old song. I'm going to give you the lyrics, and you can text me or call and ask, going to buy a tank and an airplane. I'm going to buy a fast car, and it's not the song you're thinking about. And who would have sang it? And it's about some relationship. Anyway, it's one of my favorite songs. My kids can sing it verbatim. And I'll give you some more hints, but I don't know why I thought about that driving up here. Going to buy a tank and an airplane. So think about that. So anyway, tomorrow, we got Juneteenth. Now, what do you know about Juneteenth?
Probably not much more than the average person who doesn't celebrate it that much, because it's a recent new thing, but it's... I've heard some people say it's almost the African-American Independence Day because it's the day that Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation?
No, he signed it earlier, 2 years later. Texas filed, is in June of 1865.
Oh, okay.
I did some research, which is not my forte.
Uh-huh.
I don't, you know, I'm the guy that wings it all the time. Remember, I went through, I made it through school without doing any research. I stole from other people. But it was, tomorrow I'm going to be on this podcast with Tonya McKenzie.
Okay.
And she's been on the show before.
Yes.
And she's going to do a Zoom meeting with my Rotary Club. And the Redondo Rotary still does Zoom once a month because they finally admit they're just getting old and don't want to leave their house. And it drives me effing crazy.
Right.
I hate Zoom.
Yeah, me too.
I hate it. So anyway, tomorrow is supposedly the last Zoom meeting of my Redondo Rotary Club ever.
Oh, okay.
With a new president, just a new board, and they're nothing about the old board,
mm-hmm.
but they're telling the people that just want to do Zoom, either quit or come to the meetings.
Yeah.
Because just because the world, you know, everybody gets old, hopefully you get old, and not
yeah.
you drop dead. You know, you better be careful, you're losing your voice. But anyway, we're doing a Zoom. So I'm going to go over to Tonya's house and do it with her.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I called her and asked her if she would be our guest speaker for Juneteenth.
Uh-huh.
And she, of course, she said yes. And Tonya has her own podcast, and she's also ran for city council, and she's a major fixture here in Redondo Beach. And she's also African-American.
Okay.
So she knows her stuff, and but she's from San Francisco.
Yeah.
And she's a 49er fan.
Well, you know.
Screw that. I can't do that.
It's hard not to when you're...
And a Giants fan, yeah, and all that. I think she's right, more from San Jose, where you're from, Eric. But she's
yeah.
from, but once you're up there, you're either a Raider fan or a 49er effing fan.
You know, the thing about that that's kind of a weird thing, and I've been thinking about this lately because I can't sleep, so I have to think of strange things in the middle of the night. Just sometimes people and their rules, like Los Angeles, San Francisco are places where I had options. I could listen to the Giants, could listen to the A's. You know, people here, you can listen to the Dodgers, listen yeah. to the Angels and all that. Why do you just have to root for one team? Like, what if there's an Angel game on and you're like, hey, that was fun. You know, hey, they had Ohtani before the Dodgers had him. So it'd be like, oh, here's a game. Let's check it out. They're from our same area, too. I just, I always knew I was going to do some kind of sports stuff on radio.
Right.
So, you know, my dad was like, you know, you can't be a homer, what they call him, you know, like
yeah,
if you're,
yeah.
so I'd be watching Niner games with my friends who are Niner fans and they'd be like, yeah, but you're a Raider fan. And I'd be watching Raider games with Raider fans and they'd be like, yeah, but you like the Niners a little too much. So as
no
long
way,
as,
really? Well,
so as long as I can individual, as far as teams I liked, and those are the two basic teams I grew up with, and I'm like, well, who's on? You know, let's watch that game.
No, it's hard liking two teams the same area.
It's not. It was easy.
That was for you.
I just kind of questioned the psychotic fandom of only liking one team when there's another team in the same town.
Psychotic fandom. Sounds like the Boston Celtics fans. Or
yeah. Boston's definitely cornered the market on the psychotic.
Psychotic fans. That's. I've been in many stadiums.
Yeah.
And the only psychotic fans I've ever met are the San Francisco giant effing fans.
Yeah.
My wife and I wore Dodger uniform, Dodger gear.
Right, right.
Shirts to Phillies games.
Mm-hmm.
We've worn them to New York, Cincinnati, you name it. We've been to many places.
Yeah.
And everybody bought us cocktails, hot dogs, cheesesteak sandwiches. We
nice.
Couldn't spend a dime.
No, cool.
They actually, the Philly people were the best. The ladies in this group we ran into wanted to take Pam out, and the dudes wanted to take me to these strip clubs. They just split up. But anyway, they're nicest fans you ever met. But San Francisco fans, no. Plus, they stink like garlic.
The garlic.
And John Madden would say you had white wine and brie. But they weren't. I didn't meet one pleasant San Francisco Giant fan ever.
Were you wearing Dodger gear?
I was.
It's very strange up there. I know Dodger fans don't like Giants fans, but not to the nuttiness of Giants fans against Dodger fans.
One of my best friends, almond farmer in Madera, I've known him for 100 years. He came down, took him to a Dodger game a few years ago with great seats, and he was afraid to wear his Giants uniform, his Giants outfit.
Right.
I go, no one's going to beat you up. Well, remember that fireman just got beat up or something.
Yeah.
And
that guy who saved lives got his.
Yeah, well, you know,
the wrong
you don't
team.
You don't see The news doesn't report everything, but the, it wasn't a typical fan of L.A. It was a rabble. What are you, I'm talking about down. Rabble rouser.
Yeah, that's
but anyway,
pretty much it.
They L.A. is probably the safest place in the world to go to a game because fans are from everywhere.
Yeah.
If you go to a Boston Red Sox against a Dodgers game, there's more Red Sox fans there or Chicago fans or whatever. Hold on, I think we got. No change.
Maybe twist your mic forward a little bit.
Let's see here. Let's try this again. My co-host is clear. You are. I am not. No change. I got to listen harder. All right. Pat Healy, St. Bernard's High School graduate, dad, Big Wheel, Flying Tigers. You're listening. Well, thank you for this here. With all the, you were any St. Anastasia guy. Or St. Bernard, sorry. I'm just reminiscing about my whole life here. So back
to Tonya and away
Tonya's,
from.
Yeah, I'm going to go there. Tonya knows about Juneteenth, and she's going to talk about it.
Right on.
For a half hour. And I, the president of our Rotary Club asked me if I would call Tonya. And she goes, do you know her? I said, of course I know her. She's very nice. And I go, so I called Tonya. I go, I need you to speak because there's not one person in my Rotary Club or not one in my immediate context that could tell me anything about Juneteenth.
Right.
Because we don't have an effing clue. Anyway, it was 1865. And without even talking to Tonya, I was thinking about, I was doing some research on Juneteenth this morning. And they were, Lincoln signed the Emancipation.
Okay.
And then 2 years later, Texas kind of, they kind of slept on it and let them go in 1865. So, but the first time you or I ever heard about Juneteenth was probably 5 years ago.
Sort of like that.
Yeah, who knows. But I was telling Tony, I said, what a bunch of old 70-year-old white people in Redondo know about, we don't know anything about Juneteenth.
So right.
She's going to speak, and I'm going to go sneak into her house, and I'll be on Zoom with her.
Cool.
And, yeah, just for the fun of it. But it will be, it's a really wild day to think about it, because I compared it. You ever see the movie Charlie Wilson's War?
Yes.
One of my favorite ever movies. And not just Tom Hanks, but the guy that he died, the Philip
Seymour Hoffman, yeah.
And he was excellent in that movie.
He was a great actor.
Yeah, he made the movie.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks said, You're no James Bond to the CIA guy that Philip T. Seymour Thomas was playing.
Yeah.
And he looks back and goes, Thomas Jefferson's, let's just start over. you have to watch the movie. But it's about how Charlie Wilson was a congressman from Texas.
Okay.
And he helped raise the money all on his own to stock the Afghanistan people with guns to fight the Russians when they invaded. They went from, shooting BB guns at these helicopters to real artillery, and I don't even know what you call this stuff, on your shoulder. Bazookas that can fly in the air and shoot down helicopters. Anyway, at the end of the movie, they gave Tom Hanks or Charlie Wilson his proclamation and how he saved Afghanistan from the Russians. But the U.S. stopped giving more money to Afghanistan right then.
Okay.
So and the moral story was the Afghanistan people and everybody in that area, they were now free of the Russians, but they didn't know the United States saved them.
Wow.
So that's why they're still pissed off the United States. They had no schools. They came back to nothing. Anyway, it's a great movie if you ever want to see it. But the end of the movie, it was in writing, and it was Charlie Wilson was quoted after he got his award as saying, we did a great thing in Afghanistan. But the quote was, we fucked up the end game.
Mm.
And we didn't continue helping them, so now they want to bomb the World Trade Center.
Yeah.
And all that. So the world, you can't just drop people and you just have your friends and then stop having your friends. You got to still support them.
Yes.
If you know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, that reminded me of Juneteenth.
Uh-huh.
They freed the slaves, but said, you're out here. And then especially there in Texas. And then they moved to California.
Yeah.
And our parents weren't the real.
That generation had some issues, and the generations before them.
Oh God, it's really bad. Yeah, so I mean, I told somebody the only black person I ever saw as a kid was a trash man.
Okay,
as growing up in Westchester, Mm-hmm. And our parents, they weren't overtly racist. And I don't know about your parents. You're different.
You know, they're from Missouri.
Yeah, you went to move to Oakland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was.
Well, they did start off down here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my dad used to work at, used to be TRW, a stone's throw away from the top secret.
Name like Cruz, too. You might have a little pecking order here. Okay.
Well, that was a radio name.
I know.
Never did that.
Just don't go with the flow here, man.
All you got to do is look at my my Father's Day post the other day, and it's like three Caucasians right in that photo.
That's funny.
Right in the mid-60s.
Yeah. Mid-60s. Yeah, we had Father's Day. I'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, so tomorrow we'll learn more about... I'm going to learn about Juneteenth with Tonya.
Right on.
And I'll report it in 3 weeks. We'll be here for a while. But I don't know why I was going through... We have two grandkids at my house this morning. So Pam goes, what are you doing? I said, I got to do some research for this show.
Uh-huh.
So I hardly ever show up with any notes. But I decided, I don't know why I went from Charlie Wilson's War to Juneteenth.
Well, it segued pretty good. It was an example of when things end... You know, we have these dates we celebrate, like Cinco de Mayo, we celebrate here more in America than Mexico does, because it has nothing to do with our independence, or very little. You know, I mean...
It's nothing to do with anything.
Selling Corona and Modelo.
I was in Husong's Casino.
Yeah.
Casino.
Husong and Larry's?
Cantina. No, just Husong's.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
I thought it was Husong and Larry's.
There's something else in Larry's. There's Papa's and beer or something. I don't know. I've only been there a few times.
Yeah.
I was down there with a bunch of guys from my kid's school for a golf trip. I went every year for about 15 years. Went from St. Lawrence Catholic School in Redondo, and went down to Rosarita and golfed for 2 days.
Cool.
And got overserved.
Naturally.
This is a good kind of a funny story. Well, every year I was a designated driver.
Uh-huh.
Because my wife is not a bitch. Are you listening, honey? Anyway... The guys that could never get away from home.
Yeah.
When we crossed the border into Mexico, it was like they injected no cocaine, no heroin, tequila.
Yeah.
Just kept going. And the phones, when you cross the border, and you go into Rosarita, the highway parallels the wall all the way to the ocean, to the main highway to Rosarita and Ensenada. And the phone, as soon as you cross the border, the phone would die.
Wow.
And how did it know? You're 100 feet from the United States.
Yeah.
My phone worked 100 feet over there. Now it died. So we're down there in Rosarita and Baja Mar. And I had, again, I can't keep track of all the back surgeries, but I had some back surgery, so I couldn't golf, but I wasn't going to get away from the trip. So one of the, at the Baja Mar, which is a world-class resort, if it was in California, it'd be $500 a golf, but there's like $20. I said, I'm not going to watch you guys golf. I got in my car, which I had a nice BMW, which I took to Baja. Probably stupid. No, I drove myself from there to Ensenada.
Okay.
Which is perfectly fine. I've driven around the world. It's fine. I'm not worried about it. So I pulled Husong's.
Uh-huh.
And there's about 20 guys in little white tuxedo or waiter shirts. The white, I don't know, you look like waiters.
Yeah.
And there's not one customer but me.
Hmm.
And I finally asked the bartender, I got a beer, and I asked the bartender, what's up? This is actually Cinco de Mayo.
Uh-huh.
It's called effing. You call me effing gringo. You effing gringos. This is your holiday. It's not ours.
Yeah.
It's our weakest day of the year. Yeah, it's not any big deal. My nephew, Stephen, was born on that day.
Mm-hmm.
And God rest his soul. He poor kid died. But it's not a holiday.
Yeah.
But in Mexico, we think it's a big holiday here.
I know.
All the bars make it up. I don't know. But, yeah, those Baja Mar trips ended. We'd go there every year. I was a driver, because I'd tell the guys, I could drive you all around all night long, because I can drink at home.
Yeah.
And we'd have like 30 people, a couple cars. And I drove, and one guy, this guy's from Britain, he's a friend of a friend, and he ate the wrong food, and we're golfing, and I can't do the accent very well, but he goes, it reminds me of me now. I like the thought, but I hate to risk it.
Yeah.
So I'm driving him around. He leans out of the door of my two-week-old white Suburban that my wife had and barfs out the window, and he gets his yellow bile.
Yeah.
It coats the outside.
Of the car.
Yeah.
The brand new car.
Brand new car.
I got a story about that, too.
I don't think I ever got it out. She noticed it. She must have seen me on the freeway. I pulled up, and she was out front, MF and me. What's this? The whole, it was stained. It never came back.
Oh, boy.
And some British guy puked out of my car. Anyway.
That's what you had eaten those fish and chips all your life.
I don't know. I think we went to a place called Fonda, La Fonda's for dinner, and they're famous for their lobster.
Uh-huh.
Kind of. It's this Mexico lobster. It's not like Maine lobster. It's like langostino. They had little things.
Okay.
So it came to my table. There was him and I, a few other guys. They ran out of lobster.
Mm-hmm.
So they go, well, we have quail. Just say we have quail.
Quail, that's a delicacy.
Yeah, so, we ordered that.
Well, I've heard it's a delicacy. I've never tried it.
I have. It's like eating chicken.
Chicken.
Small. more bones.
Everything's like eating chicken.
Anyway, the guy I'm talking about, he's eating his quail.
Uh-huh.
And he's halfway through. I go, how come your quail has four legs?
Oh.
The English guy. He barfed again.
Yeah, he did.
He went, ooh. I was just kidding. I go, you're eating a effing rat. Because he'd only been to Mexico, never.
Right.
Until this trip. And no one trusts Mexico when you've never been there.
Right.
Of course, about a block away, they filmed that. There's those big studios. They filmed Pearl Harbor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all 21st century down there now.
So yeah.
It's just different. But anyway, it's just, let's see, we talk about Juneteenth, Mexico. What else we can talk about? Yeah, and driving the fat. You don't know. Going to buy a tank, and it's called My Wife.
My Wife by John Entwistle.
John Entwistle. Dude, I gave you a hint with a bass player thing there, but yeah, it's My Wife, and it's still one of my favorite songs ever. We got to put it on this thing here. Let's see. I got another text. Is this thing working? Did you know that? Yes, I did. No, John. Pat Healy is calling me or texting me, fellow St. Bernard graduate. And our fire chief, Patrick Butler, is also a St. Bernard graduate. He's interim. Yeah, he lives about a block from where I grew up.
Okay.
Yeah, so he lives on Naylor. I lived on Vicksburg. Anyway, I've met him a few times. These guys work for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
retire, get their full salary.
Yep.
And they get a second job at a premium price because they're interims.
Uh-huh.
It's a great scam.
Yeah, if you can get it.
Yeah, I don't have the talent. See, we all were taught to. I wasn't taught anything. I didn't go to college. I tried.
I think about it. I think once I decided I wanted to do radio, I didn't look at anything else. And yeah, I've been questioning that lately.
Yeah, I know. Could have been a cop or a fireman. No, I'd have been a world.
I would have gone fireman. Although I was looking at cop.
Yeah, you could have been a cop. You'd have short hair. You'd have been fine.
Well, yeah, for then.
You're mellow. You'd have been probably a good cop. You weren't a hyper.
You know what turned me off of it? One thing, I was on a ride-along, and, you know, those are cool. I was taking police science, which I took for my junior and senior year, and I was actually a TA for my senior year, you know, getting credit for basically taking attendance with a cop who didn't want to take attendance.
Yeah.
He's talking about cops and robbers and stuff. Anyway, they had fascinating stories. I learned a lot in those 2 years, but I was on a ride-along, and, you know, I was thinking about checking out, like, they have an Explorer program where you're kind of like a...
Oh, yeah.
Junior police.
They become cops after that.
Yeah. But my partner for the night, he was, we went down the street, and he's like, he had to get out of the car because there was maybe something in there. And he's like, and if they come running back here with a gun, or if you see people running out of here, you know, call me on the radio. He's already, like, giving me authorization.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm one step from being deputized and getting a piece right about now. And I was like... I don't know if I want this.
No,
at 16, I didn't.
You were young.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, there was also something that happened that night where we went to an area of town where there was housing, new houses being built. So it was housing construction. Every kid in high school knew that was a good place to go drink and party on the weekends. You know?
Kids do.
They do. And we pulled up, and there was this one car. It was a brown GTO. And he's like, hey, do you happen to know who was driving this car? Because, you know, I grew up in the neighborhood, and naturally people in this car probably did the same. You know, we're all, and I'm like, no, I don't think I recognize that car. And I was like, I knew who it was exactly, a guy named Steve, ironically.
Yeah.
and, you know, three other dudes I went to school, or two guys and two girls, or, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend doing their thing.
Yeah.
And in the total, you know, so the guys turned on their, you know, we start pulling up the road, and they were parked so they could just leave if any car came by. That was like the town move. We knew all these little, mm-hmm. you know, tricks. Nowadays, people go, why do people back into parking spaces? I'm like, well, back in the day, that's what we did because it was easier to get the hell out of there and to drop on a dime, you know?
Bad guys did.
Yeah, and they were being cops. Bad guys,
yeah,
you know.
I know, kids.
Beer and booze and weed and all the good things that kids had on a Saturday night. But they, you know, they drove to the next city, which ironically is where the singer in my band grew up. You know, we crossed paths all these times and didn't even know that until we met here. But, you know, that night taught me a lot. You know, number one, if I end up going this route, I'm probably going to have to arrest one of my friends at some point or someone I went to school with, and that was like a little awkward. You know, again, I was young. I could have got over that years later. But,
that
you know,
was funny.
It was an interesting night. And I figure I'd kind of rode the cop thing as long as I think I was going to ride it. So,
well, you're only 16. You're too young to make a decision. What's that line you just used? Beers, booze, and weed?
Yeah, beer, booze, and weed. All the good things that kids have on a weekend night.
Let's write a song. your band, Pet Project, Feed the Kitty. Come on.
Yeah.
Beer, booze, and weed. That's amazing. It's funny. I've had a little gummies lately. I mean, 3 months, by the way. I went 3 months, but no booze.
That was really good. In fact, I think I might be doing that because it might have something to do with some of the
not sleeping.
Yeah. And I did get a nice care package from someone that does a show here that has access to that stuff.
Oh, good. Good.
And I haven't opened the gummies yet.
You got to get the gummies.
I'm looking at them. I'm going, I got to try these because they're supposedly really good for sleep, like guaranteed.
You remind me, well, I won't be here. My wife makes some oatmeal chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
And this is the woman that I don't remember January 1st of what year it was.
Right.
But you would go to the river all the time. We've been going since the kids were born.
Uh-huh.
And the kids would bring their friends a lot, and they'd show up. And one year, she caught a bunch of these guys. They were in their 20s, and they were early 20s. They weren't 14.
Right.
And they're smoking pot. They go, smoking pot. Pam goes, oh, no, they're smoking pot. She wants to rat them out, call their parents, call the cops. She's freaking out.
Yeah.
Pam is there's black and there's white. And that's how she goes. That's what she does with her life.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of respectable.
It is.
In a lot of big ways.
You don't have to, there's no judgment calls. It just is what it is.
Yeah.
And, she's chilled about that lately, but married to me. She has to bend a few rules. Anyway, once the law changed,
mm-hmm.
also we're good.
Yeah.
And she can make, we go to this little place, the Green, whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
What's that place called?
Green Cross in Torrance.
Green Cross, yeah. Well, it's not in Torrance. It's in L.A.
That's right. It is in L.A. County.
And
it's on
she
the
makes them. But she still will not listen to me. I go, I am not a guy that can have one cookie or one potato chip.
Right.
Well, you make half of them plain and make 90% of them plain and make the other ones a little buzzing.
Yeah.
So she won't. She makes them all and they're all, doesn't make many cookies. So the other night I had three. Was it bad? I went to bed right away. It's fine.
Yeah.
You want, if you, I got to get you some. If you had those, you would sleep.
I do. They work really well. Edibles, I think, the older I'm getting, I'm thinking they're the better way to go.
Yeah, well, you should. They take more. I got up in the middle of the night, though. I'd go to the restroom, go, whoa, I forgot. But I got dry mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm going, a little dizzy.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I'm going, and here I'm not, no booze in, nothing in the system.
Right.
To figure out, Pam, you overserved me. It's her fault. No, she makes them now, and I'm not going to sell them to other people, but I can get some. But she won't make plain ones.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't need to get the buzz. I like the cookies.
Right.
Every guy likes cookies. Like, make the extra potato chips. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, Pam has no gray area. Now she's turned people in
mm-hmm.
back in those days. So, anyway, that's it. You're back. If you want to learn about how to get over the problem, any alcohol things, just take pot.
Yeah.
So it's not as much fun. But so Pam had to stop because of her AFib.
Right.
She didn't drink that much, just once in a while, like three or four times when she'd have just two glasses of wine, the AFib would kick in. She'd have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, it's certainly not what you want to do.
Yeah, doctor said probably a good idea. So she, it was easy for her to quit. But then she started doing it once in a while. We run out, so she said, we don't have them stocked up in the house, the gummies. But she's she made me some gummies, and she eats them now. It's not gummies, it's cookies.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, it was the other night I decided I was supposed to go to Father's Day.
Right.
Which was 3 months on the wagon.
Uh-huh.
And I think I could buy a new house and a car. And
it's amazing how much money you save.
Holy mother God. Just amazing. We go to watch Feed the Kitty or something. I go to HT, I get a bill for $8. A Diet Coke is free refills.
Yeah.
And then Pam orders club soda with a little shot of cranberry, calls it a tropical what something.
Yeah.
You make her own drink. But any respectable bar doesn't charge you.
Right.
So all the money you're spending is on a major tip for the servers.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's pretty fun. But I decided on Father's Day, we went to Topgolf.
Ah.
And my son-in-law, they took some time off. So they said, okay, we'll break it on Father's Day.
Okay.
Well, we didn't like go crazy, but I said I had a cocktail. So it was kind of fun. We didn't have to go blow our brains out.
Well, your tolerance is so low at that point.
Yeah, I was very careful.
Maybe
yeah,
a drink or two, and you're going to be like, "Woo, I'm out there."
I wasn't driving; it didn't matter. So we went, but yeah, it's kind of weird. I think I told you when we first started this little experiment, I wanted to take some time off to make sure I could.
Yeah.
And then that was fairly easy. It gets a little weird. You know, you're going out or something. The worst part is when your friends go, "Oh, you're not drinking? You got shit from all your people."
It's the weirdest thing, you know. Especially as we all age, it's like, hey, you know, I've done this. I know what happens, and I'm just not into it right now.
Yeah, I'm not putting lines of coke in my nose anymore. There's you got a problem with that. So,
oh, those two just went together.
I'm not going to Marina Del Rey. Yeah. So anyway, we learned a long time ago. You order your drinks in regular glasses.
Yeah.
And you don't ask for a Diet Coke with a straw.
No.
Everybody's giving you a bad time because one thing about us drinkers, we don't like to be the only one drinking.
That's true.
And if one of your friends is not drinking, then you question your own morals.
Yeah, then you got to look at yourself.
What's happening with me?
Yeah.
And I just said, well, the bottom line was I was trying to lose like 10 more pounds.
It drops when you quit drinking.
And it did. And it did. But then it stopped again.
You got to eat like some candy on the side.
I got more room for cookies.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm off the wagon. And by the way, the on the wagon, you ever heard that story?
Where that saying came from?
This is from a taxi driver in London, so who knows if it was bullshit or not. Every taxi driver.
Not the guy in Mexico that.
No, not the guy. But see, their taxi drivers are actually British. They're not Russian or, you know.
Croatian, Russian, yeah.
I hate America, but I'm here making money.
Yes. And now he's listening to NPR.
They always listen to NPR.
Always NPR. Like, what's the latest political something?
Well, now we change the subject there by NPR. Every city's got their NPR.
Right.
And every city, cabbies are different. They're all from different countries.
Yes.
In D.C., they were mostly from Africa.
Uh-huh. You know,
different countries, Ghana and whatever. They're all listening to NPR.
Yeah.
And the amazing thing was their accent was the beautiful. Like, it meant Juneteenth should be on something. The accent was because they were taken over by Britain. It wasn't like they grew up speaking this gorgeous accent.
That's what, they have.
Yeah.
It's interesting, like, watch BBC, and they'll have a, you know, what we here in America would call an African-American.
Exactly.
Because they call them British.
They call them blicks, yeah.
So, but they all have these great English accents.
Beautiful
and you're just
accents,
like,
yeah.
That's
But
that's
yeah, they
cool.
listen. They listen to NPR.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I don't know what's going on that whole story, but NPR. I should go back to have a cocktail.
Well, I have no voice, and apparently your microphone's having a day. So.
Yeah, my microphone's back. I should get closer. I don't know.
Well, I think it's been sounding better, but.
All right. Come on, Pat. Let me know. Anyway, what else we got going on? NPR. I'm working on a house we're selling out there in Palm Springs.
Yes.
Going out there. I dabble in real estate. It's a listing we have. I think I've sold like 5 houses and 5 commercial buildings in my life.
It's more than me.
I respect realtors to the extent that they do more work than you think.
Oh, yes.
And they got to kiss more ass than you think.
Well, they're all waiting for it. They get paid by the sale, right?
They get paid by the sale, yeah.
And the commission.
And the people selling the houses usually are not, no one's ever happy. They don't want to pay you anything, but it's, we have a house for sale out in Palm Springs,
mm-hmm.
in old Palm Springs. And the house, and I don't have the information on the top of my head, but it's designed by this world famous, or they call it mid-century architects out there. The only place in the world they call it mid-century, I think, because it adds more value to.
And they can't take ranch house because that's been taken.
Yeah, so it's mid-century. And, but the seller, who's a dear friend of mine, sole reason I got the deal, but they want to give away, the furniture comes with the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a badass house, huge, with a pool and a golf course.
Wow.
And a great view of Mount San Jacinto, and a great view of Bob Hope's house.
Nice.
This is when you're first going to Palm Springs. You're not going through the whole desert. You're in Palm Springs. Well, we're doing these open houses. Like the last one, I'll just go to the last one. The furniture they're throwing in as to help the sale.
It's probably hurting.
it does. The broker already, my broker went through and had a professional go in and take the furniture out of the pictures and put their own in.
Okay.
All highly modern, fancy stuff. And the camera person or the video person, whatever you want to call them, they're from Palm Springs and they know the market there.
Okay.
So two Saturdays ago we were there and we had 20 couples show up for the open house.
All right.
Different times.
Uh-huh.
And every one of the couples, bar none, was Mr. and Mr.
Yeah, Palm Springs.
Palm Springs. And I was sitting there getting lessons on real estate from these potential buyers. And every one of them to a man said, get rid of this furniture. We can't even imagine what it would look like. This is not some cheap Airbnb we're going to rent out next weekend for Coachella.
Right.
This is, we want to live here, or we want to do Airbnb, it's going to be upscale.
Yeah.
And I hate to use that phrase, these people, but you know, they generally have more money. They're not spending money on kids.
No.
And I know of. But anyway, they're just a most wonderful day. I had a great time. And I'm getting lessons. I'm sitting down there taking notes. The guy goes, and they're mostly all young people looking at the houses. And they go, why are you taking notes? I said, because I'm really not.
Lifetime real estate
guy. The
all-pro
realtor. I just drove 2.5 hours to get here, and we're going to go home in 2 hours. So it's like 6 hours of driving for a two-hour open house.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they want it to look like they want it to look.
Yes.
And but it's a hell of a market. If the weather didn't suck out there, I'd go work out there full-time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to go. But you have to do what the buyers want, and Mr. and Mr., they don't want old furniture.
No.
And so there was one big jar there with matches.
Mm-hmm.
And matches from a lot of places in Redondo and Marina Del Rey.
Cool.
The places I've been my whole life.
Yeah.
But I took pictures of most of these match covers. I didn't want to steal the matches.
Yeah.
They tell me to take whatever you want. But I finally ended up hiding the jar of matches because everybody that came to look at the house would open up, look at the matches and go, this is tacky. They didn't think, well, a lot of the places were obvious. They weren't welcome.
Sure. I was just about to say something alluding to that.
Yeah. So, and Pam's with me. She goes to the open houses. So,
yeah.
And she goes, will you hide that in the closet? Please get it out of here. But it's not something. I probably should have started real estate when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
My family was in it. But I got to tell you, I don't dig it. Don't dig it. I'm mumbling here. It's a pain in the ass. People.
Yeah.
You got to sit there and hope they come in and like it.
Yeah.
And the only people I've done some open houses in Redondo or wherever, but the only people that are honest with you are out in Palm Desert, Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
And they come out and tell you the truth and people are honest and have money.
Yeah.
That's Palm Springs.
There you go.
So I don't know. I've kind of got my notes down here. We got the Raiders. You know, the river. I'm going to the river next week. I told you that. Okay, so.
Yeah.
We'll be out there. Every year we say we're going to take the boat out of the river and go up to Lake Mojave, up to the base of Hoover Dam.
Uh-huh.
I'm hopefully going to try it this year.
Right on.
But we have both granddaughters.
Okay.
And they'll be way more fun this year. We don't have the whole crew, just my kids and husbands and stuff like that. So
very close family.
Yeah, it will be. A few stragglers are coming in, a few friends, Brett and there were days back in the days we'd have 25 people out there.
Yeah.
Not anymore. I can't do it anymore. But and hopefully the boat has to work.
Yes.
It's getting old. I keep repairing it, but anyway, I've been there for a while, but I'm leaving Saturday morning, I hope.
Okay.
Hopefully Saturday morning. And we're already complaining. I'm not complaining. The weather's like 120.
Boy.
Someone said it was 120 there today or something. I'll look it up. In Needles. Just say Needles. It's the hottest place in the universe.
Or technically Needless because it's so hot and there's nothing to do there except get gas.
You know, it's funny. Have you ever really been in Needles?
To get gas, and I think my grandparents actually bought a Chevy sedan. That was one of their two cars. And I remember the license plate said Needles, California. And I was like, hey, that's funny. You know, we just drove through that town. And my grandpa made some joke about, he's like, I was only there long enough to buy this car.
That's amazing. Well, they have, it's like any other town going to Chicago, it's Route 66.
Yeah.
So once they built I-40, destroyed these towns.
Yeah.
But they've got the old hotels in there. And they have a fantastic train station, Amtrak
cool.
station. Yeah, it's really, really old school, cool. But the original Route 66 took off through Needles and went over this little pass through Oatman to Flagstaff.
Mm-hmm.
And not Flagstaff, another city. I don't know.
Havasu?
No.
Because that's where they lived.
Havasu?
Yeah, my grandparents lived there back in the 70s, and you know, when we still lived in LA, because it was a short little trip, and then we moved to the Bay Area, then it was a long trip.
God, back in the 70s, we were there. I wish I would have had money and brains, bought something in Havasu. I know we were there for my buddy, a couple of buddies and I, after graduation from high school, went out to Havasu when they had the grand opening of the bridge.
London Bridge?
The London Bridge, and that's the town I'm thinking about is not Flagstaff. It's somewhere out there. Kingman.
Kingman, yes.
From Cars, the movie Cars. Anyway, the old Route 66 went over Oatman.
Okay.
And you go there because all these donkeys are running wild out there. They come to your car and want treats. They're left over from the miners or whatever. They're probably planted like a Disneyland. They're at the Disneyland. They're fake. But anyway, we're going there. It's 97 right now. It goes to 102.
Tolerable.
You know what? I want 120. I'm so tired of June gloom, May gray, April, whatever.
Right.
It's been this way since before we were here. Yeah, but it's just horrible.
Last week we finally started getting some sunny days.
Yep.
Still very windy.
Windy was burning up Gorman.
Oh yeah.
It's burning up there. I used to ride motorcycles there all the time. Thank God we never started the fire, but it's all loose and ready to burn.
Yeah.
And the smoke's coming in. But I we're not going that way. Something I was going to say. Running out.
Might go through Gorman in a couple of weeks. I'm going to try to take a road trip up to there's a like an old family heirloom, if you will, but it's like a big heirloom. It's not like something you put in your pocket. It's like a rattan chest of some sort. And my sister, I think that's what it is. She asked me a couple of years ago if I wanted it because she has a lot of other stuff. This came from Hong Kong, I believe. So I'm like, yeah, that was kind of it'd be an interesting little family piece, and I can use it. It's a storage chest, but it's made of rattan, and it's not something you want to put on a plane. So it's something I need to, you know, rent a car and get up there and come back with.
Driving to Hayward?
Yeah. So I'm going to try that in about maybe a month.
Okay.
Just so in for some, that'll be a weekend trip, really quick, actually. I'm just trying to think of the best time so I could maximize my trip, because when I get back, it's going to be nighttime. And I'm not going to want to load a chest up into the top secret location here.
That's true. You have to rent a car? Why?
It's pretty sizable. You know.
We'll talk. You have my truck. I'll use my golf cart. You can drive the truck.
Take the golf cart up there. It'd be fun. But
we'll
certainly attract
far.
A lot
it
of
work.
Attention.
We drive the golf cart around, but it's kind of weird. We only have the one vehicle. Sometimes it gets in the way.
Yeah.
We're not used to it. I mean, we're used to it now.
Uh-huh.
It is, but we said the truck gets 15 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
Doesn't go very. It's really a pain.
Yeah.
But yeah, we can't wait to. I want to get the hot weather.
Right.
I'm so tired of this cold.
Me too.
And it's just we because we watch the TV news and there's Vera coming on talking about it, and it's going to be 97 degrees. Well, that's in Riverside.
Yeah.
Or Whittier. But in Redondo, it's 67. It's
the
foggy.
15 mile an hour wind.
Yeah, it's foggy and shitty. And they were supposed to be selling our weather. But I remember when I was a kid growing up in Westchester, and I'd go to junior lifeguards and uh-huh. play at El Rey. It was always cold.
Yeah.
My mom or dad would drop us off, and sometimes, most of the time we hitchhiked. Hitchhiked from Westchester down to play at El Rey. Isn't that good? 12 years old hitchhiking. Back in those days, you could, though. But my parents were a little open to that. They didn't care, as long as I didn't have to bother them. But it was always cold. Every morning, cold at the beach.
That's coastal California.
I know. But
like up north in Pacifica, always cold. That's, you know, just south of San Francisco.
I know where that is. Yeah, that's Northern California. It's just, I grew up knowing that we're cold.
It was funny because there was a girl who worked at my radio station. Oh, girl, lady. She had moved from Detroit and came out, you know, wanted to move to California. She's also in, you know, some tech business, too, and then did weekends at a radio station. And she was in Detroit. She was actually Danny Bonaducci's sidekick when he did a show out there for a while. But, you know, she's looking on a map. She's like, oh, here's San Francisco. Oh, and here's this town called Pacifica. I want to live there. So, you know, about 6 months after she got to California, she found a place in Pacifica. And then a week later, she's like, I didn't know it was so damn windy and gloomy and cold all the time.
Really?
I'm like, well, you've been here a couple months. You should have, you know, taken a trip up there before you, you know, committed to the rent. But, you know, she had her heart set on it.
Well, because it's pretty.
Yeah. It is when the sun's shining.
Yeah, but it's pretty. But I don't want to. So is Antarctica.
Yeah.
I'm not going to live there.
No.
And it's just basically I want warm. The
Me
older
too.
I get, the more warm I want to be.
That's why I moved down here, too.
Yeah, I don't want to be sweaty warm, and
yeah,
I don't need tornadoes and hurricanes and
no.
all that crap.
No.
I'll take an earthquake now and again.
Heck
but
yeah.
But do you want warm? We get up in the morning and it's so cold. I only have short pants.
Yeah.
And flip-flops and stuff like that. So I just, whatever. I could, well, you know, I've been ordering some clothes off a Temu app. I got some sweatpants.
Okay. How do you like that?
For like $4. Well, you know what? I love it.
I've heard of it, and I just haven't looked on it yet, but I hear all kinds of stuff.
I've been wearing these, nothing I have on now, but there's like, they're like sweatpants, tie sweats.
Mm-hmm.
And they come in all the time. Pam goes, you order some more clothes? I go, these sweats were $3.99 with free delivery.
Yeah.
Next day, free. And my kids go, it's from China. I said, show me one thing you're wearing or you have on your possession that's not from China or India or Vietnam or Thailand. Everything's from somewhere else.
Right.
But, no, it's good. And if it falls apart, it doesn't matter because it's only $4.
Right.
I did have a shirt come in yesterday that looked like a orange sherbet waitress, they said. It had a collar. I didn't look at the collar. It looked like a caprice collar.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It just wasn't me. But it's $4. And but when you order these shirts or pants on Temu, T-E-M-U, you know that you can send it back. It's refunds. But you got to go to the post office. They haven't figured out. For $4, you're not going to bother.
Mm-hmm.
Too much work.
Yeah, really.
But I've had about a 50-50 success rate on it.
That's cool.
If you're ordering clothes off of Temu, order the size smaller.
Okay.
And you always order the size larger usually, but you'll try them on for $3.99. You can buy extras.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, buy the size smaller. They're kind of cool. You wear the stuff and they're sweatpants.
Mm, cool.
And t-shirts and stuff like that. I don't know. But it's because, you know, their place I like to buy clothes. My wife hates it. Walmart.
Yeah.
I go there all the time. Buy chonies, t-shirts. And,
Target's been my go-to for that.
It's funny. I don't need this fancy stuff. I wear them, and no one knows. And so, you know, be a Target's good. I haven't been to the Target. Which one do you go to, Torrance?
The one on Klingscale in North Redondo.
Oh, Klingscale, right there in North Redondo. Yeah, that's right. And you got to go upstairs. It's like your into another planet.
Yeah.
It's you have to go up escalators because the whole store is on the second floor.
Yeah.
It doesn't help them on burglaries, though.
Oh, no.
They still have to get out. There's this funny smash and grab stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nasty. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's
well, we used to have crimes, punishment in place when you commit crimes, but that seems to be a thing
anymore.
Of the past.
Well, that Prop 47 is up for recall, I
saw.
Oh,
good. Because we probably do need to recall that one.
They should, because not everybody knows you're not going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
The cops don't even bother chasing you.
You can get up to like a $1,000 tab.
Yeah, $950 or $1,000. I don't know what it is, but
or something $900. Yeah.
And the bad guys take the time to check it out, so they know what it's gonna be. So they get sighted, get out.
And they can shop online somewhere. And go this and that.
I'm not the old guy going. The young people are all crooks now.
Cause, right.
You know, remember I got caught when I was 10 years old stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I stole, but they caught me red-handed on Good Friday. Yeah, I'm a Catholic school. Yeah, Good Friday. 10 years old. My mom called me every year on Good Friday till she passed.
Wow.
Happy anniversary. Yeah, so stole cigarettes. Yeah, so
even better.
So the guy goes, he came out to get me. He goes, hey, come back. And I was on my bicycle. I turned around, went back. There's a place called Thrifty Mart on Lincoln and basically Lincoln Boulevard and Manchester.
Uh-huh.
I went back. My buddy, Bob, he kept going and laughed at me. So, you know, the guy goes, where do you go to school? I said, visitation. Oh, Monsignor O'Sullivan would kick your ass. He goes, I'm going to call your dad tonight. Give me your phone number. So I went home and ratted myself out.
Yeah.
And they never called.
Wow.
I learned a lesson. Don't rat yourself out. Like Sopranos or whatever.
Yeah.
Goodfellas. Don't be a rat on yourself.
Don't
especially.
Be a rat and never don't talk to nobody.
Yeah, but I finally learned. But I learned. I didn't finally just learn. Don't steal.
Yeah.
But the guy goes, you took apart cartons of cigarettes with a razor blade,
uh-huh.
And we took two packs out and put the end back on.
Okay.
Tape. He goes, you didn't just start this today. And we're pretty good at it, huh? But we got caught, so. Anyway, but I'm not the guy who's going to rag on the young guys. You know, we have the e-bikes going down the street 1,000 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's...
They're not going that fast. But imagine, I don't know what you were like as a kid, but I was a F-up. Still am.
I wasn't the nice guy. Quite the nice guy you see today.
Yeah, you were. I would. Well, imagine.
Pretty much through school and high school, I was a little edgy.
Edgy.
I got in fights, plenty of fights.
Really?
I didn't have an undefeated record, but I didn't say no to a fight.
I got one fight. My buddy Dennis Phipps. Yeah, I got in a fight.
Uh-huh.
Now we're buddies. We're better buddies now. I mean, we still talk to
each other. Yeah, it's funny. That's how it used to happen.
It was a badass fight.
Then all
fight,
of a sudden, guns took over, and it wasn't no one fought fair anymore.
Guns took over. That's went from a fight to a gun. Well, we didn't have knives or guns or anything, but we're good. We're little Catholic school kids. We were pussies.
Yeah.
But you know, the amazing thing is that. I don't complain about young guys on e-bikes or whatever because they, God bless it. If I would have had an e-bike when I was 15, I'd be dead, and the parents would really hate my guts. But kids will, you know, especially boys will be boys. And I was walking down the bike path at Hermosa Beach on Memorial Day weekend, and the adults on e-bikes were worse than the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... You can't rag on the young people all the time. We try and rag on them, but we don't. Okay, we got another 8 minutes here to go. My notes are... I'm out. Let's see here. Other than going... I got an email. I'm not going to say who it was from. I got a text with a bunch of beautiful pictures from an ice castle.
Ah.
In Iceland, of all people. All places. You're walking through... I'm looking at this video. Sorry, I'm on radio. You can't see this. There's these caves in the ice. And I'm not claustrophobic, but I don't think I'd go for that thing too much. And it's Paul Hennessy.
He's
out there for on a 20-day cruise. And, there's no Hennessy's Bar and Grills on in ice,
well,
I don't think, yet.
They do like their alcohol.
They do, I know.
Well, because it's cold-ass Iceland. Not too much.
You get some fresh eyes right
going
there.
Going on the wagon there.
Everybody says it's the greatest place to go now. That's the top place to go.
I have heard that. I remember as a little kid, I remember watching a special on or a a segment on 60 Minutes, and I'm like, this looks like the coolest place ever.
Yeah, you know? they lied. Greenland's really shitty, and Iceland's really nice.
It
doesn't count when you fly over it, but I've flown over it a few times. And it just doesn't seem like a place, let's just set foot there. I don't know. You got to go to the whole country of Europe.
Yeah.
But the continent. But I got to go there sometime. It's kind of weird. I've been to all these countries, but never Iceland. But it's just all by itself. When you're there, you're there.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can just fly from, like, get a one-day layover in Iceland and fly to Ireland
or someplace.
I have no idea. See, I didn't. And I'm a geography guy. I don't know why I don't know about Iceland. But anyway, a lot of people are going there now. And but my wife hasn't made a comment about that. She wants to go to Hawaii.
Ultimately, I would probably go there 10 out of 10 times, too.
Yeah, that's all she wants to do, go to Hawaii.
In fact, I know a lot of people going there right now. A couple of friends were just coincidentally there, you know.
In Hawaii?
Yeah. One friend was over there recording because her producer moved over there. Another girl I know is out there with her boyfriend, I guess. And
what part?
The main island.
Oahu.
And then the guy who runs my baseball fantasy league. Sunday, he goes, all right, Dan is in charge for a week. You know, he's a teacher, so he's
right.
I'm decompressing from the school year. I do this every year, and if you have any questions, Dan will handle it.
Dan will handle it. Call Dan.
But naturally, he's texting because he doesn't have anything to do, and he's, you know, out there.
Hawaii.
So we're talking about the baseball games and the starting time. You know, he did a screenshot of, like, games are starting at 8, 11 a.m.
Well, yeah. Great. I've been there. I've been there to watch the NBA Finals once, like at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
At a bar. They open up specifically for these kind of events. And I watched a Packer game. I'm not wearing that shirt. Am I? No. Yeah. Whatever the name of the bar is, I have the T-shirt I wear a lot. It's the southernmost Packer bar in the United States.
Okay.
And it's in Kona, Kailua, Kona. And I went there for 7 a.m. to watch a game. It was probably a 1 p.m. in Green Bay. But yeah, my daughter went to school on Oahu.
Chaminade.
It's Chaminade, yeah, and it was great. But no bad places there. You get a little crowded there in Honolulu.
Yeah.
But yeah, every time I want to go there so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to, and you know, on this whole path toward death, you know. It's Well, there are other places I want to go before I go sit on the beach. You know what I mean?
Right.
I've been there. I've done this before, Hawaii, many times. But I just think I got to take Pam to Austria and Switzerland. We've been to Austria for like an hour.
Uh-huh.
Took the train to Vienna from Munich and did the Sound of Music tour.
Okay.
And then came back. Isn't that fun? I never seen the movie, but I did the tour.
Somebody, for some reason... I think his wife used to sing in musicals in high school or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she has a copy of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And they're watching it and talking about it. He's talking about this one part. And I'm like, okay, you can put on Chitty Chitty Bang Bang if you want. Just show me this. Benny Hill, the comedian, was in that movie.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, mm-hmm. Benny Hill, you know? It's like...
Benny Hill. What show was he really in that?
I don't know, but he had his own
British
variety show, which is different from ours because sometimes clothing was optional.
Exactly.
On the Benny Hill show.
British. They had there's different TV.
Yeah.
I really
enjoyed his show, though.
I would like, I need to go back, but Switzerland and Austria, I want to go there for more longer than 1 hour.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. I've been there before, not with my wife. But it's an amazing place. But you know, you got to start thinking about where you want to go, why you can still travel.
Like, that's why I was going to Toronto, maybe. I always wanted to go to Canada. I get this free admission to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
I'd go to Toronto tomorrow then. Yeah, go.
That's just a reason to go all of a sudden that I've been sleeping on for about 20 years.
And go. You got to call Chris Boise. He's from there.
Oh, yeah?
He's done the show before.
Yeah.
Ian Turnbull. He's from there.
Definitely.
Yeah, Ian. And I've been to Quebec and Montreal.
Okay.
And it's worth... Quebec City is unbelievable. So you're like being in Europe anyway.
Yeah, that's what they always say.
And I've not been to Toronto, but it's all supposed to be great, all those places in Canada. And you are in another country. It's not United States.
Yeah.
Not at all. And you have the food,
mm-hmm.
and the people. I think the people are pleasant.
Yes.
More pleasant in Canada than
I've always got along great with Canadians, and I don't think that's anything I did special. I think they're just cool people.
That's why you go to a sporting event, and the hockey players, they can tear your head off.
Yeah.
They're always the nicest guys in the world after the game.
They certainly are.
They're probably in the best shape of any athlete. And
yes.
They hit harder than any football player ever thought of.
Yeah, they get that speed going on the skates.
And they don't get torn rotator cuffs like they do now, and which I do, by the way. I'm not even a pitcher.
Our guitarist has got one.
I'm supposed
surgery.
To have surgery on it. I'm going to postpone it, but I...
Do you have a date for it yet?
No, I'm going to wait till the end of the year, November. I hurt my rotator cuff trying to get in shape. Thank you, Mr. PT guy that I'm going to see. Yeah, so, you know, you spend 70 years not working out, you try and get in shape in 1 week.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Exactly.
So I go, there goes my arm. Everything, so more zippers. It's time to go.
Yes, I got it.
All right, well, I won't see you for a few weeks, and you're going to have fun in Hayward, I guess. Sometime
mid-July.
Oh, yeah, okay. So talk to me. Use a truck. Everybody, we'll talk to you in about a month or 3 weeks or whenever. See you.
See ya.
But in the end, there's just no place like home. Redondo Beach. Woo! One hell of a city.